escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Continuing to get your thoughts on the Pirates and how they were swept against the Chicago White Sox, the lowly White Sox, worst team in the American League, one of the worst teams in all of baseball. Donnie Kelly's Pirates are now 27-35 under his tenure. They're on pace to lose 100 games. They scored 23 runs in their last 12. They were outscored 27-7 against Chicago. They've lost 11 of their last 12 games. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rick in Pittsburgh, wants to chime in. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, how you doing? I have a human nature aspect of all this mess that I'd like to present to you.
Sure.
So, okay, so I'm a potential first-round draft choice or whatever in the draft, and I'm sitting around, and, okay, Pittsburgh just picked me. And I say, oh, crap. And all my friends are saying, too bad for you, I feel sorry for you, all that kind of stuff. They trade for people. They always seem to get the bottom of the barrel. And the reason is because all the other teams that are making trades – know that they can Buffalo the Pirates. So they get all the bottom of the barrel. So all these players get accumulated on the Pirates, and it's probably the worst Major League Baseball team in the last 20 years overall. So human nature takes effect. Everybody's going to say the right words. Paul Skeens is going to say the right words. Everybody is. The manager, everybody. But down deep, the players are saying, oh, brother, I got to play for the Pirates for the next couple of years. They're not going to give their 100% best. And if they do, it's only one reason, because they want to make more money and get the heck out of here.
Yeah, so why would it? I mean, regardless, Rick, don't you think it's just within an athlete's general nature, especially at the top of their game, to always give their best, or at least why?
Because
if they don't, you can get hurt. There's risks that are involved by not.
I agree with you for a period of time. And then they see, oh, well, I'm not going to be moved. And if I am, you know, it's going to go to another crappy team because nobody wants me.
Do you see that with current guys on this team right now? Are there certain guys that you see that with right now?
Yeah. Look at Brian Reynolds, probably O'Neill Cruz, maybe Henry Davis.
So do you think
guys that are fillers aren't any good?
Do you think that Rick, that Brian Reynolds, by the way he's playing and struggling at the plate, is better for him to be able to get out of town?
I think he would make a marked improvement on any team that's a contender. I think it's human nature. He knows that the Pirates are going to try to move him, maybe. But other teams know how good Brian Reynolds is. And then they'll give some scrap heap players for him, and the Pirates will trade him just to get rid of him.
All right, Rick, I appreciate the call. I don't agree with that. Sean, I mean, think about this. If Brian Reynolds really wanted to be traded, one, there's a chance that he would just request it. Two, it would be better for all involved if Brian Reynolds was crushing the ball right now. And, of course, giving his 100%, I just don't agree with that whatsoever.
I think there's some nuance to it, because there's no doubt when you lose as much as they're losing right now, and if you've been with this team, let's say the last 3, 4, 5 years, you've done a lot of losing. That does wear on you.
It does.
That said, I don't think anyone's mindset is intentionally, I'm not going to go out there and try my best. I just think it does take a toll, especially the guys like a Reynolds who have been around for quite a while now. That said, he made the decision to sign a big contract extension. He has the no trade or limited no trade clause. I think it's more not guys tanking because they want to get out of here as much as it's just human nature, whether you want to be with the Pirates or not. When you lose as much as you do, it is hard to every single night stay focused on giving 100%, knowing that you're not really going anywhere this season, and you might not be going anywhere next season.
Well, let's go to Mark in Dormont. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. Listen, now, you guys are doing a good job.
Appreciate it.
Lifetime Pirate fan. One thing that really frustrated me about this weekend, back in the day, you had an all-star break of like 2 days. Now they give these guys like a week. And Paul Skenes only threw in his last two outings 70-some pitches. There is no reason why Paul Skenes and Mitch Keller, even if you flipped them and put Mitch Keller on Friday night, he didn't pitch since Sunday. And Skenes and Keller should have pitched this weekend. But yet they pitch Falter, and I don't mind Burrows. I think he's going to be a good pitcher. And then they pitch Heaney that anybody could see he has nothing left. And they put him out there, and not only put him out there, then I think when he come out, they were down by, like, gave up 7 runs. Come on, guys. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. I mean, here's the thing about that. I think that if they were in it, like if they were in the race, they would have pitched Keller on Friday and they would have had Skenes go on Saturday. They wanted to give him probably more of a rest because they've thrown a lot of innings this year. They're not competitive. And I also wonder if the back of Donnie Kelly's mind, he's saying, look, we're playing the White Sox. Mike Burrows, Bailey Falter, and Andrew Heaney should be able to get us 2 out of 3 in this series. I mean, nobody could have expected them to get swept by Chicago.
I don't know that. I mean, your point is valid because I think a lot of managers approach how they set up their rotation coming out of the All-Star game a little curiously.
Yes.
Because you would think you'd put your best pitchers Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of teams haven't done that. So the Pirates aren't alone in that regard. That said, if that's the approach from Kelly, that feels a little like Shelton, where they need to have urgency. He needs to have urgency to win pretty much every game, right? You're not playing the long game here if you're him.
No, he's managing for his job right
now. Yes, and I think he's done a pretty good job. Clearly, he's been an improvement over Shelton. Whether that's enough to keep his job, whether that's enough to keep his job is a different conversation, but they need to show urgency every single game because you already, to your point, have reached maybe rock bottom. You're losing the fan support, maybe on the brink of losing some of the players in terms of their focus, like that previous caller mentioned. You can't afford to kind of be punting and saying, well, we should be able to beat a bad team with our lesser pitchers.
Yeah, and I think that part of the reason why they ultimately went with Skenes and Keller for the Tigers, which also does make sense, though, is just because it's the best team in baseball, and you think that you could probably win the White Sox games with your lesser starters compared to your top two guys in the rotation against the Jack Flaherty's of the world. Maybe you thought that you were going to get Skubal. You pitch those guys against the Tigers because it's going to be a significantly more difficult matchup than against the White Sox. So there's two different perspectives.
Yeah, the argument, because Skenes, he wasn't going to pitch the first game out of the break. We know that. But if they had gone Keller on Friday, you would get him in the final game against Detroit as well then, potentially, right? So you could get him in both series if you had thrown him on Friday.
And if they were in the race, it's probably what they would have done. Here's Lou in Neville Island. What's going on, Lou?
I just want to congratulate Bob Nutting for putting on a fantastic weekend. Everybody had fun. As long as he can pack the ballpark like that, why would he ever increase the payroll? Why would he care if he wins or not? Charrington, he'll tell him to tear it down. He'll save even more money, and the show goes on. Until these fans stop going, it's never going to change. My hope is, as the Steelers kick into gear, the crowds die out, and the sell the team chant becomes as annoying as the Boo Birds did at one point and wholly embarrasses him. But I just don't think that's ever going to happen. There's too many people who love going to the game, and that's why it's never going to change with him. This weekend, he made a fortune. He's smiling like the butcher's dog today looking at these numbers. Thanks, boss.
Yeah, Lou, I mean, I think it's probably going to take somebody like Rob Manfred actually being true to his word when he says, yeah, the salary structure right now isn't good for the Pirates and small market teams. Sure, but are they going to actually do anything about it? I don't believe it. You really think Rob Manfred is going to stand up to the likes of, you know, the Steinbrenners and the Dodgers owners and high-spending owners in Houston and Atlanta and those guys and basically say, hey, we're going to go cap, we're going to go four. Is he going to tell Steve Cohen that in New York with the Mets? Like, I highly doubt it. All right, the Steelers have announced their throwback uniform, Sean, that they will be wearing later on this season. And what do you know? It's from their original team. The 1933 throwback uniform with a gold helmet. The 1933 jersey stripes on the uniform as well. The city crest in the top left corner. It's not the Steeler logo. It's the Pittsburgh city crest, the cornerstone of the jersey. It'll sit on the left chest, honoring the team's heritage and connection to the Steel City, the Steelers have announced. And the 1933 tan pants that look like basically what like Pop Warner was playing and the likes of just the original Canton Bulldogs.
Maybe with the leather helmets or, you know, whatever they had on their head back then, it didn't protect anything.
Also, the classic block numbers, Alex Highsmith, Pat Freiermuth, modeling them in the Steel City legacy that the Steelers have announced, forged the past for the present. It is a gold helmet, a gold uniform, so the Bumblebees don't return. A lot of people speculated that it would maybe be the 60s jerseys. It's the 1933 jerseys, the old school true originals that they wore during the first season for the Steelers, before they were even the Steagles. Back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Here's Jake in Coriopolis.
Hello.
What's up, Jake?
How you doing?
I'm good. What you got for us?
I just wanted to mention that, you know, I love all these new signings, right? We just re-signed T.J. Watt. We picked up Jalen Ramsey. Pretty much a 1-to-1 trade for Minka, who was kind of falling off a little bit. But people don't understand that our whole season is banking on Aaron Rodgers staying healthy, which he has not been very good at these past few years.
Well, he did play all 17 games last year.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, dude's pushing 45, and I'm assuming that Broderick Jones can go back to his original position now that we have Flatanu back, but I'm still a little skeptical. I don't trust Mason to get the job done.
If Mason Rudolph would go in if he goes down. I get what you're saying, Jake, but I mean, if Aaron Rodgers goes down, the season is practically kaput to begin with. Like, they're paying Mason Rudolph backup money basically to be their backup. Maybe Mason can save the season like he did a couple of years ago. But they've put all their eggs into 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. Like, that is where they currently find themselves. And he's not pushing 45. He's 41. Still, significantly old. And outside of Tom Brady, quarterbacks in their 40s don't work well. And they typically don't win in the playoffs. And I think that's the one thing that they're selling out to do. Win one playoff game.
You know what's going to happen, though. Will Howard's going to have one or two really good days at St. Vincent or maybe a good preseason game, and people are going to be convinced that if Rodgers goes down, this is going to be the next Ben Roethlisberger. It's going to happen.
Very possible. Here's our
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize.
With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Guy Rowdy in the car. What's up, Rowdy?
Hey, Austin. What's wrong with you today? Your comprehension of what these callers are saying is off a little bit. But that's not what I called about.
All right, what we got?
What I called about is to do something unprecedented and defend Bob Nutting.
Oh, okay, Rowdy. Let's hear it.
So two things I want to say. One, we tend to forget how hard Bob Nutting is fighting for the salary cap and the salary floor.
Is he really, though?
Yes. If you read some articles, he is out there, and he's got all the owners on board. So now the owners just have to convince the Players Association, and it's going to be a done deal.
Yeah, good luck convincing them, though, Rowdy.
Oh, I know. The salary floor is going to help a little bit, but all the rich players are going to hate it. But he is fighting hard for that because he does want his team to be competitive. He just doesn't want to spend money. So he's saving his ass a little bit there. But
that kind of comprehends itself, though. Why would he be fighting for it while also not wanting to spend money? Because the salary cap floor is going to end up, the cap's going to be, I don't know, if they hypothetically did it, maybe 240 or so, 250. The floor would probably be around 125. That's still requiring the Pirates to spend another $35 million, $40
million. That's true, and that's going to save his butt because he's going to spend that $35 extra million, and the fans will get off him just a little bit. And the other... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rowdy.
And the other thing I wanted to bring up was his charity work. He likes making money, but he also gives a lot to charity. They've been shoving that... Miracle League down our throats, but he does a lot of other charities as well. So in a way, he's kind of a good guy for that reason.
All right, appreciate it, Rowdy. Let's go to Tim in the North Hills. What's going on, Tim?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Tim.
Good. Hey, listen, I want to, again, I'm one of those guys, I'm always going to defend the players versus management. So I tend to disagree with your analysis concerning the pitching staff and the idea that the manager has to be managing every game like his job is on the line, I think that is counterproductive totally.
Well, I do think, Tim, like Donnie Kelly, as far as we know, and we have no idea how long managerial contracts are, they don't announce them for the Pirates for whatever unodd reason that is, but basically, like, Donnie Kelly is not the interim, but he practically is, like, especially if there's a new general manager, he's managing basically to say, hey, I deserve to be back next year. I'm deserving of being given a four-year contract.
And I think having the players behind him when he goes into management to try to get that four-year contract will be more beneficial, especially two of the players you mentioned, two incredibly critical players in Skeens and Keller. And I think Keller is not of Skeens' value, but certainly, you know, 1A and 1B to some degree because he turns out starts, he turns out innings, and he turns out quality starts. So, I mean, I think he's incredibly valuable. And I think risking those guys' arms for your own job, long-term career, is not good these days. Players are a dominant factor in whether you're going to get hired at any professional sport level.
Thanks, Tim. I still can't get back. I got to go back to what the one caller said about the owner and fighting for the salary cap. Wasn't this first brought up a couple years ago? What was it, like the 2022 CBA? Like a salary cap was at least brought up, Sean, and there was like no pushback whatsoever. The owners approved it. The owner signed off on that deal, and there was all this talk, oh, well, maybe they'll push for a salary cap. What if that ends up being the same thing this time around? What if this go around? There's the, oh, well, you know, the owner is the champion for the small market teams, and they're going to fight. He's going to fight like hell to try to make sure there's a cap and a floor, and it's a fair economic system for Pittsburgh. Well, didn't happen just a couple years ago. What makes it change now?
I'm baffled because you said the same thing that I was thinking. If these smaller market owners, the owners who don't theoretically have a lot or certainly don't spend a lot of money, want this cap to happen, why aren't they already spending to what a theoretical floor would be?
Yes.
Because if you're not spending anywhere close to, even if you said the floor was $100 million, these owners should at least be going above that. Now, I get the cap because you don't want teams like the Dodgers and Mets being able to sign guys for $70 million.
Or should Ohtani's deferred money, like, should that be a real thing that is able to happen in baseball where they can defer, like, most of the contract?
Yeah, I think that's very, very valid that there should be a cap. I know there's already a threshold with the luxury tax. But for the people who are saying there needs to be a floor, we'll spend to it now. Get ahead of the game. If you're really invested in, you know, equality and trying to show that you are on board for all teams having a chance, then do your part of spending at least a little bit more and get to what a theoretical floor would be. That would be the first step in believing that he's really interested in getting this new system.
Here's Rob in West Mifflin. Rob, what's on your mind today? Are you going to push back on the Pirates talk? Are you frustrated with the Buccos, Rob?
I'm past frustrated, man. And a lot of these callers, man, don't be having a clue. Dude said Bob Nutty wants to win, but he doesn't want to spend money. He doesn't want to win, man.
Rowdy said I don't have a clue, Rob.
Huh?
Rowdy, the caller, he said that I don't have a clue and that my analysis of the calls have been horrible so far.
Man, listen, a lot of these dudes calling in don't have a clue, man. He said he wants to win but doesn't want to spend money. That man, you're a Pittsburgh Pirates. You haven't won anything in over 30-something years. You got to spend money. I'm not talking about within with your own guys. Because that's not working eventually. I don't want to keep hearing that. It has to come from within. It has to come from within. Key Brian Hayes ain't getting no better. Like, these guys aren't getting any better. You have to spend money if you want to win in baseball. That's the bottom line. And then another thing, like, and then they say that he wants to win. If you want to win, why would you trade your second best pitcher? Like, Mitch Keller, that name been coming out there so much. Like, he's established. He's an established pitcher in the MLB. Why would you trade that if you want to win?
Well, I agree with you, Rob. I agree with that, Rob, and I'll let you finish. I just feel like the only reason why that is because, one, we know that they're not going to pay a Pete Alonso on the open market, and they've done so bad at being able to trade for guys like Jack Sawinski and develop him and make sure that he's an actual quality major leaguer for outside of a year. Trading for Spencer Horwitz, trading for their drafting and developing has been poor. That's mainly the only way that they can do it at this point. If you trade one of your big fish for someone else's and basically do a player for player swap like the Ramsey for Minka deal, except guys that are younger.
But hear me out though, Ty. I understand what you said, City Limits. But they could have did a deal with Pete Alonso, 2 years, $50 million. They could have did that.
Yeah, they definitely could have, and they should.
And the year before that, who was it, Cody Bellinger with the Chicago? They could have did that too.
And that's why I'd love to see a floor, Rob, and I appreciate the call as always, just so that basically forces them to make a move like that for Alonzo. Here's DJ and Elwood. What's going on, DJ?
City Limits, how you doing, my friend?
DJ, I'm great.
Hey, I am so shocked at Pirate fans. Last night I turned the game on for a couple minutes, just of course, because it was a Sunday. And all the fans are yelling, sell the team. I get it, sell the team. But then again, they stood in line for hours because Nutting gave them a $4 bobblehead. He filled his stadium, so they're...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Schemes.
Struck
him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.